This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
From the Locked On Packers podcast, our friend Peter Bukowski is now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. You can find him on Twitter at Peter_Bukowski. Peter, how you doing, man?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
We're doing well. So let me ask you first and foremost, the game this past weekend, did this, in your mind, put the Packers back on track and the game against the Buccaneers was an anomaly, as Aaron Rodgers had kind of stated, or do you just feel that they did what they were supposed to do, beat up on a bad team, and you know, now you just kind of wait and see how the rest of the season plays out?
I mean, can it be both? I think we can say, hey, look, you know, the Texans were a team whose season was over, but they're still a dangerous team, and they showed that last week against the Titans. They took that team to overtime, came back after being down 14-0. They didn't quit. And Deshaun Watson is still a very dangerous player. They've got a deep group of receivers. That offense is still really good. We've seen the Packers, and we see teams every year lose games just like this, right? You go in, you underestimate an opponent that has a scary offense, and that scary offense comes back to bite you. I think the reason that it is most heartening to me as I look at this team is defensively they played much better. And not just much better relative to Tampa, but just much crisper than we've seen them play. They tackled extremely well. The pass rush got going a little bit. Preston Smith played his best game of the season. This is the version of the team that can beat you on both sides of the ball, that can be a potentially championship caliber team. We know the offense is good. So lighting up the Texans for 35, maybe not that impressive, but the defense holding a top 10 offense, you know, to 20 points, and really it was 7 points through three quarters. I think that's the part that you have to be really impressed by.
The defense, now there's so much talk about trades and such and about if the Packers will go out and make a deal. Defensively speaking, do you feel they need to go make a deal?
You know, if there's something out there, you know, on the defensive line, maybe it's something you consider. There has been some reporting that the Patriots are willing to make Stephon Gilmore available. If that's something that's on the table, and the Packers have made deals, a ton of draft day deals with the Patriots in the past, so presumably they have a good working relationship. I mean, that's something that I think you absolutely explore. The money this year is not prohibitive. It's not prohibitive next year. In fact, he's under contract in 2021 at a very reasonable number. So that's something that I think would be very intriguing. But in terms of need, no, I don't think they need to make a deal on defense. They have the talent. That talent, Bill, just has to play better. And on Sunday, we finally saw them do that.
So when you talk about the talent playing better, I mean, I know that there's some guys that are banged up. So that's the first thing. You get Darnell Savage back. You get Kevin King back. Kirksey eventually comes back. I mean, you get some of those guys back, and you're back at full strength. Okay, I understand that. Do you feel that they need a rotation of bigger guys up front if you go after a defensive lineman? We just saw Carlos Dunlap go to the Seahawks. That's the second player the Seahawks have picked up trying to bolster their defense. Do you think that with – you look at teams like Baltimore, Kansas City picking up Le'Veon Bell. I mean, anybody that's right now near the top is trying to do anything and everything they can just to give themselves an edge as the Packers sit there. Do you feel that the Packers are missing the boat on this?
Well, we have to know what is available to them. I don't know that we've seen someone make a move where I thought, oh, yeah, Green Bay definitely should have done that. You know, you think about the moves that were made at the deadline last year, a second-round pick for Mohamed Sanu. That looks like a terrible deal for the Patriots. The Emmanuel Sanders deal was a third, and what ended up being I believe, a fifth. Well, they got half a season from Emmanuel Sanders, who didn't materially impact their team, and then he walked in free agency. So was that a great deal? It's why this is always a struggle for me, because we don't know what is available to them until after these deals go through. But from what I've been told, they've been working on it. They've been calling. The reporting yesterday around their interest in Zach Ertz is real. They made calls. They reached out before he got put on IR. So obviously that deal is any deal there is potentially dead. So they're always going to be out there trying to make this work. I think there are certainly players that you can point to, potentially on the Texans that could make this team better. The Will Fuller deal is one that if they're willing to move on from him, this is the last year of his deal, I think fits this offense perfectly in Green Bay. And then everyone, of course, is talking about J.J. Watt and his unhappiness in Houston. That's a deal that I would absolutely make in Green Bay and potentially overpay for J.J. just because of what he means to the state. And what a story it would be if J.J. Watt comes home to Wisconsin to win a Super Bowl in the green and gold.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I completely agree with you. I know some people say, well, he's washed up, he's over the hill, but it also depends on how you use him. He's still a force to be reckoned with. He's still a guy you got to pay attention to. He could be a rotational guy as well. He doesn't have to play every down. We're talking with Peter Bukowski, Locked On Packers podcast. Aaron Rodgers had, and it's going to be interesting, he's going to meet with the media today, but it said, well, the questions weren't good, and that was one of the reasons he was a little bit surly last week. I get it. I think we've all been there where questions get asked, and you kind of put your hand on your head, and you kind of go, okay, why are you asking that? That's kind of weak. But for the most part, Aaron has always been relatively cordial and always given some deep philosophical answers to many different questions. Do you feel like last week, the way he played in this game, the way he went to Devontae Adams, the crispness with which he played as well, that this was one of those games where he was coming out kind of, I don't want to say with a vengeance, but there was a point to prove, it seemed like, against the Houston Texans?
I think he's played this whole season like he has a point to prove. And not in a way that hurts his team, which is the great part. He's playing within the structure of the offense. And we saw it again against Houston. There are so many chances that Matt LaFleur gives him in this offense, whether it's built into the play and you get Devontae Adams on crossing routes and you create all kinds of problems for the defense, or you give him the freedom at the line of scrimmage. He said yesterday, Rodgers did on the Pat McAfee show, that the touchdown to Adams was an adjustment that they had talked about a month before. Hey, if we get this coverage against this formation, we're going to check it to this. And they got the look. We talked about all the time the connection between Rodgers and Jordy Nelson, right? This ESP that they have. Well, it's not just ESP. It's work and study. And the relationship they've developed, I think, has really helped catapult them forward. I always laugh when there's this insinuation that, oh, the focus on Devontae Adams is a detriment to this offense. Well, it wasn't on Sunday, Bill. And it turns out that getting the ball to your best player is usually a really good idea. No one complained last year when Michael Thomas set the record for receiving that the Saints were throwing it too much to him. So I think Devontae Adams deserves to be in that conversation, and he is as big a reason as any that Rodgers has been able to play at the level we've seen him play this year.
Talking about the run game, Jamal Williams. Now, I know, look, Aaron Jones has been tremendous. The fact that he's been so much better, a blocker and blitz pickup and such, dating back to last year, and the fact that he really worked on his receiving last year and has become a really solid receiver out of the backfield. Obviously, he's made money for himself, but Jamal Williams has too. Do you think you're able to keep both of those guys?
I think, unfortunately, the reality is unless they're going to make some sort of like Markieff Morris deal where the brothers got their contract together, I just don't see how you can make the money work. Jamal Williams has played well enough to be a starting running back in the league. And so if they're only going to keep one of them, then you have to raise the question about value. If Aaron Jones wants 14, 15, 16 million, well, that's a lot of money. Jamal Williams could get 6, 7, 8 million in free agency as well. If someone wants to make him a starting running back, we might be looking at a situation next year because of the cap situation with COVID and the low number where they decide they can't afford to bring either running back for 2021.
And then before I let you go, defensively speaking, you're going to have numerous guys coming up, Kevin King being one of these guys. Obviously, got some linemen coming up as well, Corey Linsley on the offensive side. But, you know, I guess the question becomes, you want to fit everybody else in. And David Bakhtiari threw wrinkles and waves out there when he said, look, if you really want to keep us, you can figure out a way to keep us. Look at what Kansas City did this offseason. So do you think that the majority of these guys that are there are retained, or do you think the Packers play the cautious role and start letting guys walk? Because you only have so many guys in the stable to be able to fill in some of these spots, and you finally got a secondary that's really a very, very solid secondary. You've been searching for this for a long, long time. Do you then let this start to deteriorate?
Yeah, these are the difficult decisions that are facing this team. The fact that there's a lot of reporting around Aaron Jones and the team and their negotiations, and not a lot around the negotiations with David Bakhtiari, I think could be a message. And I don't mean a message that the team is sending, but just a little foreshadowing of how this could play out. The loss of Brian Bulaga was supposed to cripple this offensive line, or it was supposed to be a major problem. Billy Turner, you know, the gap between what fans think Billy Turner is and what Billy Turner has been is as stark as any player in football. He's been really good, was really good at left tackle. And I don't think it's crazy for this team to believe that with Billy Turner at left tackle and Rick Wagner at right tackle, maybe Elgton Jenkins is the right tackle of the future, that they can make do without paying David Bakhtiari this top of market contract. But then it's almost like, okay, well then who are you going to pay? Because if it's not David Bakhtiari, you need to allocate these resources in a way that makes sense. Kevin King is not healthy again. So how can you trust that he's going to be there? And I think Josh Jackson has been just as good, if not better, the last 2 weeks compared to what we've seen from King, at least just this year. And then, you know, Corey Linsley is an aging interior offensive lineman. Green Bay tends not to pay those guys. So then who do they pay? It seems like they're going to pay David Bakhtiari and try and figure out a way to keep Aaron Jones. That seems like the most likely scenario, but there's a lot that they have to figure out. And maybe it means getting a deal done with Devontae Adams, lowering his base salary in 2021. I mean, the deal Kenny Clark signed, I think his base is something like $1 million next year, simply because this cap ceiling could be a major problem for teams.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Peter, good stuff as always. We'll touch base down the road, okay?
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you soon. Peter Bukowski, he is on the Locked On Packers podcast. You can find him on Twitter at Peter_Bukowski, B-U-K-O-W-S-K-I. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You're working hard, and they're treating you fair. That's the way they've been doing it. 85 plus years. If you're looking for a team, you're looking for a new job, looking for a great opportunity, or maybe to switch careers, call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.